July 21st. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Greed is said to be one of the seven deadly sins, and no one who has lived very long would deny its lethal potency. Examples of it abound. We all remember the fable of the goose that laid the daily golden egg. Her master grew impatient and killed her in order to gain all the eggs at once, but instead, he lost everything. More recently, I heard another story about greed. Some men, trying to capture a rare ape, set a trap for the animal near its home. It was an ingenious Rube Goldberg device, a narrow-necked jar into which they placed some delicious nuts. The idea was that the ape would reach into the jar, fill his hand with nuts, and not be able to remove it. Using human nature as a guide, it was believed the animal would remain captive rather than give up his bounty. The theory proved correct. Within an hour, the men had their ape, a victim of his own avarice. There are many booby traps in life, and we have a hard time avoiding them all. Separating the real from the phony, the valuable from the worthless, the lasting from the passing, are enigmas that have baffled men and women from the beginning. Adam and Eve erred, and so do we every time we leave God out of a decision. Christ offers you and me the riches of heaven in return for giving up a few temporal things. Only a fool would not accept his offer. Lord, help me separate the wheat of life from the chaff.